faith for me is something that has come to me through the worst time in my life. My 19-year-old was accused of killing someone, put in jail, and my grandmother had a stroke. My husband had been unfaithful. It broke me emotionally, but God lifted me up.
You know, what was it that brought you to Christ? You know, I teach about aha moments and oh no moments in life, and either will do, but I'll tell you, it's a lot easier when you get an aha moment than to wait for these painful oh no moments to really turn our life to Christ. But sometimes whatever it takes. Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. That's really the question. How did you come to Christ? We threw that out before, and we had so many powerful calls. I wanted to share this best of from Intentional Living that I think will remind you of not only the stories of others, but maybe to kind of tenderize your own heart to think about making that decision of following Christ. What was it that brought you to Him? You know what? You can participate. We'd love to hear from you today. You're welcome to email us, or you can call and leave your comment. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And press the prompt for a comment line. And man, we'd love to hear, what was it that brought you to Christ? What was it that led you to Christ? And think of it in terms of, was it first an aha moment? Just an awareness, maybe the Holy Spirit speaking to you from Scripture or from church or from another believer? Or maybe it was an oh no moment at the bottom of the cycle of life and you turned and looked to Christ. What was it? Again, we'd love to hear from you on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I heard the topic of aha moments, and I just had to dial in and share my story. I became a Christian about 6 years ago, and I was in the military on a deployment. So God found me my furthest point away from home and at my lowest point spiritually and all of that. But I was assigned to a country just north of Afghanistan that, while all this is going on, I'm being invited to church by another airman. And we worked out together, and we ate together, and we slept together. And I decided, you know, this guy, he's all right. I'll go to a Bible study. Very, very reluctantly. I got into a little trouble over there. And as a result of that, I just was coming to a screeching halt of, I can't live this lifestyle anymore. God, I can't fix myself of sin and all of these things, and if what your word says is true, I'm absolutely hopeless. And so I was October 22nd, 2006, I was praying by myself in my bunk room. Lord, if you're real, I confess I absolutely need you. And he showed up. I don't know how else to explain it other than that. He just came in the room, and I wept, and I threw my combat boots on and ran out the door in my underwear, pounded on Applegate's door. It was the guy that invited me to church, and he wasn't there. So I spent that night, first night alone with Jesus. Since then, God's made me a leader in the church, and I've got a beautiful wife, 3 years, and a son. We're just thriving on Jesus and local church life. It's just been a blast. Peaks and valleys, but we're moving forward. Thanks, Dr. Andy Carlson. God bless you. Bye.
Eric, welcome to Intentional Living Center today, my friend.
Pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Appreciate it. Tell me, who or what brought you to Christ?
You know, God is so good. God is so great. I give Him all the praise, honor, and glory. I was a man of God growing up, and, you know, I kind of lost my relationship with God at a young age, and I would always ask Him for favors, but I never wanted to put in the footwork, and, you know, I kind of reaped the consequences of that. You know, I had a real bad addiction. I was having some financial problems, and, you know, one day I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I cried out to God. I said, God, help me, you know, just guide me down this path. You know, I know You'll never leave me nor forsake me. So, you know, I got on my knees one morning, and He answered my prayer. I came across it's called Phoenix Restoration Church. It's a men's and women's recovery home dedicated to helping to lead, you know, addicts and people that need Christ in their life to Christ. And, you know, through this glorious program and God's grace and mercy, you know, I've been serving the Lord for 8 months now. I'm a leader within the church. And God's paid me back for putting in the footwork now. You know, he's broken my chains of addiction. He's brought my family back together. He's healed my body, and he's answered so many blessings in abundance for me that, you know, I never thought of life without him ever again, you know. So I just encourage listeners, you know, that God is the answer, and he can do miracles for you in your life. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you guys this morning. And, you know, God is good. God is great.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for your story. You can hear the passion of what God has done in your life and the change he's making in your life. And he does break the chains. And I love how you put it, that you did the footwork. That's really what intentional living is. We focus on, we know that ultimately we don't control our lives. Ultimately, we're not the one that fixes anything. God does the fixing. There's a sense of brokenness we have to get to in our lives to say, hey, I'm not able to do this. In fact, the number one post that we've ever had on our website, on our Facebook, basically was saying to us, Father, lead me because I can't do this on my own. Just a little statement we put up on Facebook, shared 16 million times, or reached 16 million people plus. And I think that message is where we get to the end of ourselves and God has to do the healing. He has to do the leading, the directing. But like you say, Eric, you got to do the footwork. And I think that's a great reminder. All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let me get Candace on from Kansas. Candace, welcome to the program today.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Who or what brought you to Christ, Candace?
It was actually my grandmother. I led a life of drugs and alcohol, and I was in jail a few times. So my only outlet was either death or jail time, prison time. So when I was 20, I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, and my grandma was so excited. So we went to church finally. She had asked me a ton of times to come to church. And when I had my daughter, I took her with us. And once we went there, it felt so nice, and we haven't stopped going. And my oldest daughter is now 12, and I couldn't imagine life without the Lord. And my oldest daughter actually said on Mother's Day this year that the reason she comes to church is because she's been going since she was 2 weeks old, and that her mom, that me, I show her how to be a Christian, though I'm not a perfect one, but with God's help. And we read the Bible, and it's just amazing to see the kids be as excited in the Lord.
Fantastic.
And he has answered so many prayers, and it's just, he's, without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Amen. Well, he does the work, and Candace, we're seeing the theme of brokenness again when people get to the end of themselves. Through any number of reasons in life. And we turn to Christ. We turn to the fact that he loves us and he wants a relationship with us. Like you said, it's not about perfection. All of the challenges of life don't go away when we get up off our knees. Sometimes they even get worse. But now we know where the power is coming from. We know the focus. And frankly, that gives us the power and focus to live intentionally for him from that point on. Thank you for your call, Candace.
Yes, it does. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Yes, we are, and thanks for your call from Kansas.
This is Steve Tanner with an encouraging word to help you share your faith. As shepherds, pastors are always looking for ways to encourage their flock to share Christ. Dr. Jeff Love is one of those pastors. I asked him what he believes keeps so many Christians from sharing their faith.
The biggest thing I see is a lack of passion for the cause of Christ. And what I talk to our folks about the most and to other Christians about is that you have to continually pray that God would stir your heart to have his heart, his passion, to see people through his eyes. I think it's very easy as Christians to go about the mundane of our lives. We are like everybody else. We have family, we have bills, we've got schedules to keep. And the enemy would like to distract us off of what Jesus came to do, his cause. So for me, it's always, I try to make this part of my daily prayers. Lord, help me to see people the way you see my neighbors. I do not want to be callous to the fact that they, unless they know Jesus, they're going to spend eternity apart from God. So that's a biggie, is that we should always be talking about that. Lord, stir my heart. Let's let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do in us every day to share our faith.
When we see people with God's eyes, we tend to care about them with God's compassion. And it's a great way to be motivated to share our faith. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that. Good reminder. Back to calls. Nancy on the line for Intentional Living today. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Fantastic. We're talking about who or what brought you to Christ.
Well, actually, God brought me to Christ. Grace wanted me. What happened was, I had a step aunt who had me for the week, and she just brought me off in front of this Baptist church, and she said, "They're having Bible school in there. Go in there." And there was no lineup. It was late, and so I just walked into the main building, and everybody was sitting there, and it was mostly teenagers or older kids, and I just walked down and sat in front, in the front, very front seat. Well, all the rest of kids my age had gone on to their rooms, and I had found out that these were just 12-year-olds or 13-year-olds, and I sat there, and I listened to the message, and I was six. And at the end of the message, I was bawling my eyes out. Mm. And the pastor came up and said, "Do you understand what I said?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you know what it means to be washed white as snow?" And I looked at my Bible. I had a little white Bible, and I said, "Yes, that's this Bible. Mm. That's white as snow." Mm. And he said, "Do you know what I'm talking about?" Whatever I said, "God redeems you." And I said, "He takes you home. He keeps you. He's yours." And he said, "Yes." So I was baptized that week.
Good for you. You know,
so
I think...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just felt all my life that he has the special thing that he wanted from me, or he needed, or he just wanted me to be his. Uh-huh. And I'm his. From the very beginning, I was kind of a child that wasn't particularly wanted by others. And he always let me know that I was wanted.
What a wonderful feeling, too, I'm sure, to know that you've been chosen. The Bible says that. And, you know, Nancy, you remind me that you can sit in a service, or you can listen to a radio program, or you can be reading the Bible, or just, you know, sitting looking at nature, and God will speak to one, and it seems like it's deep and real and convicting and drawing, and another, it kind of misses, hits and bounces off. Is that timing? Is it, you know? But the Scripture says something pretty interesting. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 4, it says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world." Speaking directly to what you just said, Nancy. "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace." And, you know, your church background, you might be coming from a background where we talk about the word predestination, and you realize that God chooses, he elects, and maybe you're coming from a different tradition that talks more about free will. But I'll tell you one thing, God from the very beginning... From the very beginning, God's love has been real. And if you're feeling the conviction and the drawing of the Holy Spirit in your life, if you're feeling like you need to know him personally, that this the reality of what you hear in the lives of others could be real for you, then we encourage you to come to a point of decision. And if you'd like to know what it means to know Jesus Christ, we have help at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, okay? 888-1717, stories of who or what drew you to a saving, ongoing, eternal relationship with the creator of the universe.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
Here's one way you can spot a Christian. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. The Bible says that Christians love one another. Scripture teaches us that Christians obey God's commandments and are intentional in how we live from day to day. But Jesus goes on to say that whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10. As I was reading that again last night, I was thinking, one of the ways you can spot a Christian, do you know someone who really openly and intentionally shares their testimony of what God is doing in their life? Are we doing that every day? When we do, that's intentional living.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day.
So, listen, I want you to be the counselor for a minute.
All right. That's scary.
Here, you're going to do great. What's one piece of advice you give to couples who are at your age, maybe raising those kids, young teenagers, young adults perhaps? What's the best thing that you'd share with them from your own experience?
Oh, I'm telling you, enjoy today. Enjoy today. Don't put it off until the great future somewhere. If you can find some way to wring the life out of today. I mean, because you don't know how many todays you have. You know, in fact, that's what we're doing with in music right now as well, because we were, you know, for a while we were just like, oh, we have to go, we have this many dates, all these things, and all of a sudden for a year and a half it was completely shut down. And we had no idea that was coming. It happened over the span of an hour, you know. Literally our life was shut down for a year. And so I was like, man, Lord, help me see today, help me enjoy today, help me to respond today, you know, while today is still today.
Boy, that's powerful. Thank you, Mike. Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. I love that statement. Ring the life out of today in a positive way. And that's certainly, I think that fits beautifully with what I'm teaching this month. I'll talk about a little bit later in the show. This month for our members, I'm talking about the power of moments. Moments matter. In fact, moments, when you string them together, make a lifetime. And it'll be the moments of today that matter more than the day itself, because at the end of the day, you can look back and say, I missed the moments or I took advantage of them. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. I just want to invite you to come and join us. We're getting closer to the June 12th through 19 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. And boy, we'd love to have you come. Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver, and his wife Candace are going to be there. He's teaching. He's going to be leading us in worship. He's going to be putting on a concert. I'm going to be teaching on intentional living for your marriage, for your family, for your life. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, he's going to be teaching as well. We want to get to know you, be with you, and just have this community with other believers. And because cabins are limited for our group, a reminder is this is a great day to get yours reserved. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. The cruise will see some of the most beautiful sights in the world on the 7 days. Plus, at sea, when we get to teach and be together, it's just going to be a great time. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Man, so many calls coming in. A lot of good things to learn and share today. We want to get right back at the calls with Sarah, who's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Tell us your story. Who or what brought you to Christ?
Well, I wanted to share because when I was 21 years old, I walked in the doors of a church, and just 2 weeks after I started going there, I attempted suicide.
Oh.
They had no idea just how broken I was, but they intentionally loved on me, and especially two families in particular that mentored me and loved me and modeled the love of Christ, invited me to their homes and their families. And you have to understand, you know, I was a manipulative little liar. I was just desperate for love and broken in so many ways and diagnosed with everything in the book. But now after 20 years, the Lord has done a miracle in my life. I just graduated with my master's degree in social work, and I'm excited to be able to look for work where I can share the love of Jesus with other broken people.
That is exciting. That is, you must be very passionate, excited about the future.
I am. I just, those two families came for my graduation, and, you know, it's like starting all over again. I'm 42, so 21 years later, here I am, and
good for you.
Start a new beginning in Christ.
Well, listen, let me tell you something, Sarah. As you get into social work and you're going to be dealing with a lot of people, as you already have, I'm sure, in your class, your brokenness is going to age you, because you can relate. You understand. You've been there. And that's going to give you an opportunity to not only help a person, but to understand more empathetically and from an empathetic standpoint what they're going through. And God's going to use you in great ways as you continue to trust Him, and we're excited for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your show. It's so important to be intentional about loving people who aren't very lovable. I really wasn't very lovable, and it was a long time. You know, it didn't happen overnight, but God transformed me, and He's still working on me.
Well, you've been down the path. You can help lead others. God bless you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Isn't that great? Listen, you know what's interesting? Every call we've had so far, and imagine the ones that aren't going to get on the air that are calling, they're coming out of brokenness. They're coming out of hurt and pain. You know, and I think God uses those things in our lives. I think we have to recognize that. It's not most of us waking up one day and say, hey, this is the best day in the whole world. I think I really need God today. You know, it's when we get in that mode of everything is great and we're doing fine, everything's wonderful, that we kind of dismiss God. And even as Christians, we can do that. And then until we get into another problem. Good reminder. Okay, let's get Adele on the line from Michigan. Adele, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
I accepted Christ at 10 years old, and through my life, things happened, and I got into a desperate situation. And the Lord met me through a church, and man led me, recommitted my life, and I've been serving Him ever since. And He's done miracles in my family. Only out of 7 kids, only one is still drinking, and I'm still praying for her. So I'm just grateful to God for everything He's done in my life so that I could help my family to get free of all this crap.
And that's what it is, too. And listen, it's a day-to-day, isn't it? When you hear the word intentional, living intentionally, what does that mean to you, Adele, at this stage?
Whenever you go through anything, whenever you get up in the morning, knowing that you're going to serve God that day and intentionally doing it, and when you run into things like in a store, intentionally smiling at somebody and being kind, you know, intentionally doing things that you know the Lord would want you to do, making that choice.
Isn't that interesting? You know what you said? You made a really important, it's a subtle point, but I don't want any of us to miss it. Adele, when she talked about living intentionally, one of the illustrations, when you're in a store and you see somebody hurting, smile at them. See, intentional living is other-directed. Intentional living ultimately is about direction outside of ourselves to service of others, caring for others, loving others, and being intentional with ourselves in terms of our health and finance and so on, in order to be able to serve others. Ultimately, when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, Don and I have been we're in a small group study at our church, and we just went through a book on the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the things that really revealed to me as we went through this book is that every aspect of the singular fruit of the Spirit, starting with love, is other-directed. It's out toward others, even self-control toward others. We're self-controlled, or we're controlled so we can serve and reach others. I think that's a profound thought. So appreciate everyone who's called today. This has been good. And I'll start with a statement that says success in life, whatever you define as success, whatever I define as success, is not a destination or an event. Rather, success happens whenever you or I win a battle in the moment of life. You know what? We get about 100 really important moments every day. Some researchers say we get 20,000 moments, like milliseconds from moment to moment. But when I look back over my day, you know, there's probably 100 or so, maybe more, maybe less, but 100 plus powerful moments. Time that I'm with my wife, how do I respond? Decision I have to make about my health, how do I respond? Talking to someone on the radio, how do I respond? Talking to a neighbor, how do I respond? See, moments matter. Success isn't a destination. It's not out there in a future. If you want to be successful in the future, you got to be successful in the moments of your life, and they matter. And so during this month, I am really pumped about this teaching. It's a teaching I call Moments Matter. And it's really one of the core teachings and one of the core principles of intentional living. So members, watch for it. We'll be sending it to you, both the audio and video version, plus an archive teaching from our archives of intentional living. I think you'll enjoy. Plus, we have a download this month of 101 things you can do to build lasting relationships. New members, you can join in. Those of you just joined us last month, you're on the list. Others, you can join us today. Simply go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Dan in Kansas City, and a few weeks ago, we had a gentleman come into our church, just walk right in from Iran, and he was, of course, raised a Muslim, and he just decided that while he was here visiting for a few months, he would come in and see what Christianity was all about. We're very intentional in discipling him, and he was really curious, and we told him, you know, everything he needed to know about the Christian faith. Spent a lot of time with him. He was coming in 3 or 4 times a week to our church to get discipled by different teachers and mentors that we had. In the end, he decided to accept Jesus as Savior, and it was so neat. He got baptized and everything, and at his baptism, it was neat talking to him and hearing his confession of faith and how excited he was that Jesus had washed away all of his sins, and to know he couldn't go back home. He still hasn't told his parents because he's scared what they would think, hearing that he'd become a Christian. And it meant so much to him, and I want to be that excited and be that committed to the Lord that I'd be willing to give up my whole life that I'd left behind.
You know what? We need to pray for that young man, don't we? I mean, he does have a difficult situation, and I'm sure none of us ever, as we share our faith, mean any disrespect to anyone else or other families or other groups or cultures, but simply to share the truth that Jesus loves us, that he came to this earth according to the scripture to give his life for you and for me. The scripture says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's the message of hope. And so when we see a young person come to Christ, or an older person, whatever age or culture, come to Christ, we just say, thank you, Lord. It's a powerful thing. So we need to pray for those. And you know what? You heard him say they're being intentional. Be intentional in your church. Be intentional in your own walk. Be intentional in sharing Christ. Know what his intention is and then live it in the moments. That's what we're talking about, right? That's the powerful message. Hey, we got to wrap it up for today. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. Thank you for being a part of the show. We'll see you again next time as we open the phone lines and talk about relationships and life. I hope you'll come and be a part of it.